You know the old saying that a picture is worth a thousand words? Well, actually, I think on the web, there are even more possibilities to do incredible things with imagery and video to replace some of the reams of text we write on our websites. I think the problem is that we're a little bit intimidated by video and audio and imagery because it's so easy to write text. You just pop open your word processor and type away and you're done. We all know to some extent how to write. We can all communicate in that way easily. The means of production are at our fingertips. But things are changing, and the means of production for video and imagery is there too. We just need to step out and start experimenting with it. And it will make an enormous difference. We know that users don't read content in detail online, so providing them with alternatives like video and imagery is a really good way of communicating your message. This is something that Lee at Headscape, Lee Howes, or at Lee, if you want to follow him on Twitter, has been driving home to me recently. He's going through a frenzy of producing infographics. Some of the infographics are to go online and part of blog posts. In fact, there's a blog post next week that's coming out where he uses a very cool infographic to explain the choices between mobile apps, websites, and native apps. But he's also using them to communicate with clients as well. If he's trying to communicate a difficult concept or something hard to grasp, he's doing it with an infographic and it's working really well. So it got me thinking about what opportunities there are for us as website owners to start using these tools more. Because let's face it, unless you're a designer, doing things like video and imagery can be quite intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Take, for example, infographics. There are tools out there that will create bar charts and graphs and do all kinds of cool stuff with data very, very simply. Obviously, some of that is built into Excel and numbers, but there are also online tools as well. There's a website I did a quick Google and I came across a tool called StatPlanet and another one called Holy, which is HOHLI, both of which produce some really quite cool little infographics that you can use very simply on your website. Screenshots as well are a really good way of showing someone instantly what you're talking about rather than relying on reams of text to explain it. When it comes to screenshots, there are a variety of tools, but the king for me is a tool called Sketch. You'll want to check that one out. Very useful tool for grabbing and annotating stuff. There's also another one called Little Snapper that you also might want to check out that maybe doesn't make it quite as easy to get the stuff online, but what it does have is excellent and very attractive annotation tools. Then, top of screenshots and infographics, we have screencasts. And there are some very good things you can do with basic screencast videos of talking people through. And that can either be, when you talk about screencasts, you think about demonstrating a product, you know, a digital product, piece of software or something like that. But it doesn't need to be. You could do a whole PowerPoint or keynote presentation through screencasts, as I've done a number of times on the BOAG World website. The tool that I use to do that is something called ScreenFlow for the Mac. And it really is an exceptionally good tool and very good value for money. There are equivalents under Windows, but there are also free tools that you can use online. One that I stumbled across recently was called Screencast-O-Matic, and that you might want to check out as an option there. Finally, there's video. Maybe you're talking about your production process in your factory. Maybe you're talking about your office environment or whatever else. Well, instead of writing about it, why don't you show it? One of the things that we do when we advertise for jobs, positions we got free at Headscape, is we record a little video showing them the barn, which is where we work, giving them a sense of where they'll be and what the people are like and that kind of thing. Now, you might think that needs to be really kind of high quality and slick, but actually, in a lot of cases, it doesn't. This is more and more we're the YouTube generation that are not so bothered with production value. Now, I'm not saying that you don't want to invest in production value, but at least when you start off, do some really quick, easy tests just using your own iPhone and the video capability that has. rather than spending a lot of money when you don't know whether it will work or not. So try it out is what I'm suggesting here. Try out some screencasts, some videos, some screenshots, some infographics, and see what difference it makes to your conversion rate. I think you'll be surprised, and pleasantly so at that.